This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Monday, September 8th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at efforts to increase women playwrights of color. A convention was recently held in Chicago with that cause in mind. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Indiana University police have increased patrols in areas where international students live and congregate after an attack on five students, including one of Eastern Indian descent. A group of two men and three women were walking on campus just south of IU's Assembly Hall Memorial Stadium, when attacked early Saturday by a man with an unidentified sharp-edged weapon. Captain Jerry Minger says the most seriously injured was an 18-year-old man who received a 4-inch cut to his neck. Police don't know yet a motive for the attack, but the man was an American of East Indian descent, so they've increased patrols as precautions. Minger says police have received several tips so far regarding the attack. It's expected to be a normal workday at the Mitsubishi plant in Normal, even though union members rejected the automaker's latest contract offer. Talks between United Auto Workers 2488 and Mitsubishi Motors ended late Saturday, but both sides were urged to show up for scheduled shifts today. A contract between the union and automaker expired Friday, and members rejected the current offer. The company spokesman said yesterday that management had little contact with the union after negotiations broke down Saturday. More than 1,000 union workers work at the Normal plant. Senator John McCain will be attending a fundraiser in Chicago later today. His presidential campaign is hoping to capitalize on the momentum of last week's Republican National Convention. Bill Strong is in charge of McCain's financial efforts in Illinois. He says he's had women calling him to give money to the campaign since McCain chose Sarah Palin to be his running mate.
When you've got a great ticket like that, we've got to get on message. And we've been hearing this throughout the convention, but reform, prosperity, peace. In order to get that message out, the fuel of a campaign is first great candidates, great ideas, but then you need the money to actually get that message out to the American people.
Strong says McCain's appearance in Chicago today is the start of a four-city national tour. Along with paying for tuition, housing, and other expenses, there is another cost of going to college. As Sean Crawford reports, textbooks are becoming a bigger burden for students.
Ashley Rook is a University of Illinois at Springfield graduate student from Chicago. As someone involved with student government, she's heard from fellow students about the difficulty in paying for books and the steps they take to save money.
I've heard from students who, for instance, have to avoid the courses that they need for their major because they can't afford the books that semester. I've heard from students who avoid buying the books altogether because they simply can't afford them. So they try to get by in the class through PowerPoints, through borrowing their friends' books, and it really diminishes the quality of their education.
The government estimates the cost of college textbooks is rising four times the rate of inflation. The average student is paying up to $1,000 a year simply for books. A bit of help could be on the way. A recently adopted federal law would require textbook publishers to provide more information about their products, including cheaper formats, and books that are now bundled into a package with CDs and other material would need to be sold separately. But students will have to wait, as the law won't take effect for another 2 years. I'm Sean Crawford.
Some help for Illinois college students struggling to pay for it is on the way. Officials announced yesterday that eight Illinois credit unions are providing $100 million in college student aid to fill a void in the loan industry caused by an exodus of investment banks. Governor Rob Blagojevich says state-administered college tuition aid has been dwindling since 2007. That's when the subprime mortgage sector of the credit market began its decline. It's become more difficult for college students to find affordable loans. The replacement funding will total $100 million and be dispersed as Stafford loans. Stafford loans are available to students without a credit check. They can be used towards tuition, room, and board, as well as books. The renovated Memorial Stadium opened its doors to the public for the first time last weekend after undergoing a $121 million facelift. The west stands of the 85-year-old stadium are almost entirely different, with a massive new press box, rows of skyboxes, and suites up top. A number of former Illini football stars, like offensive lineman and All-American Brad Hopkins, came to the opening game. He played with the Illini in the early 90s and later in the NFL with the Houston Oilers and Tennessee Titans. He says the new stadium facilities are better than anything he has seen in the NFL.
This is phenomenal. It's a great opportunity, and it's nice to see, coming back from such a rich heritage, more kids come through it, and then maybe hopefully they'll go into the league and mention it, and we'll keep getting good recruits in and good teams. It's all it's about, really, is recruiting, and as long as you have stuff like this to show for, you know, for your programs, it'll bring more and more kids in, the best ones in the country.
Hopkins says the reconstructed stadium will hopefully give the Illini players even more motivation to play well and entertain fans. And more than 60,000 got their fair share of entertainment Saturday when the Illini beat Eastern Illinois 47-21. 38-year-old Tommy Brown, who is running for mayor of Blue Island, has been frustrated in his attempt to hold a turn-in-your-gun day in the southern Chicago suburb. He offered $100 for every gun turned in from 9 a.m. to noon Saturday at the Redemption Theater. But Blue Island Police Chief Douglas Hoagland shut down the event after just 30 minutes, confiscating the 9 guns that had been turned in. Hoagland said the building didn't have a business license and no one authorized by a law enforcement agency was there to take possession of the traded-in guns. About 25 people attended the event to show their support for Brown, who hopes to unseat Mayor Donald Piloquin. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Women playwrights of color write a tiny fraction of the plays produced in the U.S. A new national effort's trying to change that. The group just wrapped up its first convention in Chicago. Organizers hope it jump-starts a new movement to attract more female playwrights of color and give them more power in the theater world. Lynette Kalsness reports.
From the very first moment, it was clear this wasn't your typical conference. The first speaker opened with a song.
Shine on me.
The conference, Whisper, Laugh, Shout, Tell the Story, was billed as the first national meeting of women of color writing drama. Nearly 100 playwrights from across the U.S. gathered at Loyola University Chicago over the weekend. Karen Evans is president of the Black Women Playwrights Group that organized the conference.
We are here. We are all here. And I want theaters and producers to stop pretending that we're some rare birds who exist off in the Netherlands.
Evans says there's a myth that women of color only write family dramas. She says theaters like to pigeonhole them.
They can't find women of color who write wonderful plays. They can't find women of colors who write universal stories. And that's not true. That hole, that little pocket that we get pushed into, it's extremely limiting.
One of the Chicago playwrights, Tanya Saracho, says many regional theaters offer just one play a year by a writer of color, and it usually goes to a big name. She co-founded her own company, Teatro Luna.
Well, it's ethnic and women. It's like a double whammy almost to produce. When you're choosing seasons, it can be really difficult.
Consider these stats from the Dramatists Guild of America. Last season, women wrote 11% of the plays in all the major professional companies. Just 2% of that 11% were by women who were African American, Latino, or Asian American. Saracho says 10 years ago in Chicago, the only roles she could audition for were maids, prostitutes, and gangbangers.
The climate in the city when we got here was pretty bad for Latina actors. We were all being seen because of our last names for the same thing. Asked for to do Taco Bell dog accents. These accents that are made up.
Saracho says there are more Latina writers today, so characters are growing more complex. That's a trend that convention organizer Karen Evans wants to see spread. She thinks attracting female playwrights and giving them a support network could save the industry.
When you go to women of color, we're going to write about stories that aren't getting told and that really are America today. To stay vibrant and to stay current, theater has got to embrace us fully. Film and television has got to embrace us fully. People have to see themselves on stage to come to the theater.
Sweet peas, tomatoes might be on the menu, but I love me some greens and greens love me too.
The plays staged at the conference range from what it's like to get an abortion to a family dealing with the destruction of Chicago's Robert Taylor Holmes, and even this humorous story about a young professional woman who doesn't cook, trying to whip up some greens for her family.
Cause I love me some greens and greens. Love it too.
Karen Evans says showing off the wide ranges of styles and topics tackled by the women was exactly the point of the conference. I'm Lynette Kalsness.
Candy yams ain't nothing new, 'cause I love me some greens and greens love me too. Just give me some greens.
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 That's all you got to do, 'cause I love me some greens and greens love me too.
In the forecast for the region today, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm during the afternoon, the high 75. Cloudy tonight with periods of rain, the low 53. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then mostly sunny, the high 69. Clear and cool tomorrow night, the low 47. Sunny skies Wednesday, the high 77. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, the low 56. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Monday, September 8th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.